Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you guys could join us once again on the radio side of our program as well as online. Tanya Cornelisi is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her amazing journey, not only in television and film, but what it's been like for her to love the work that she does and, of course, to be recognized for it as well. Tanya is a part of the amazing cast that is the film The Wolves of Savin Hill. We'll talk to her also about that project, what it's like for her to see the way that critics and as well as audiences are responding to it. And then, of course, what she hopes you guys can be able to look forward to when it comes to the rest of this year for her as well as going into 2015. Tanya, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going really well. So excited to have you on with us. You know, it was real, you know, real exciting for me, even in prepping for this segment, because I was looking at the body of work that you've been able to be a part of, everything from soap operas to television programs to movies and even commercials. You know, when you look at even this year, which has been an amazing year for you, Tanya, what has it been like for you to realize, you know, the kind of work that you love, which of course is acting, but also to be able to be recognized for that work?
Yeah, no, it's just good, you know, to get a paycheck to do what you love and spending that time during the day to do what you love most, and then be able to pay your rent with it or whatever. It's great. This year's been really busy and really good. I'm actually smack dab in the middle of a Pulitzer Prize winning play right now, so it's doing live theater, which is like, it's a huge beast of a show. It's like two intermissions, and it's just emotionally exhausting, but it's wonderful. It's everything that you ask for. It's right. Really great. I think I'm answering your question. We'll see. What I really appreciate doing, or what I know, and the whole point of this journey is to take on projects that make my heart beat faster, that make me tick, that make me excited and inspired. And in order, the more kind of work begets work, and when you can choose projects that you love and you would promote and are inspired by, regardless of your involvement in it, is great.
Yeah. Well, that definitely answers the question, Tanya. And you know, the other great thing, I love the fact that you say that makes your heart beat faster, because one thing I noticed, and I think anybody who looks at your body of work will say, well, you definitely can't typecast, Tanya, because you've done everything from comedy to drama to, I mean, you've kind of been involved in it all. Is that part of challenging yourself along this process as well?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, to projects that kind of lure me in, but yeah, I mean, whether it's sci-fi or horror, I'm kind of cross all genres, comedy, horror, dark. I love a really good script, and if the script and the character, and if within every drama or journey that the challenging roles where some of the stuff that you are required to do in a sci-fi film and then another one in a really dark, cynical comedy are completely different aspects of life. And it's really nice to be able to go from one to the other. It is challenging. And I like doing that. I like going to extreme.
Well, you know, speaking of extremes, I think that's a great segue into Wolves of Savin Hill, because I got a chance to watch it myself, Tanya. And I want to say, it is, I mean, I love the suspense. I love the characters. I love the way that the characters are kind of able to bring themselves to the role and really, I think, to make it real for us as the viewer. You know, as I referenced to you before we went live here, you know, I had a chance to talk with the director of Wolves of Savin Hill, had some of the cast members on, as well as, you know, including yourself and more coming on later on this week. And everyone says what a joy it was to be a part of that cast, to be able to tell that story. Was that your experience as well?
Yeah, absolutely. John Beatenhill, the director and writer of the script, co-writer, is a really special guy, and he's this is his first feature, and he'll have many, many more.
Yeah.
But it kind of starts from the top in the environment that's created, and he wrote a really interesting script with really solid, especially there's not loads of women characters in it, but the ones that are really interesting and strong, and you can really sink your teeth into them. And it was on set, he kind of creates the environment, which you need for actors to, or any kind of artist for that member, you know, the crew. If you feel like you're part of something that is awesome and creative, and you're doing work that means something and that's going to be cool and is inspiring, the set's a joy, you know, and he really, him and Sean Ireland really created that.
Exactly, I mean, it definitely comes across in the project. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Really excited today to welcome Tanya Cornelisi to our program. We're talking to her not only about her amazing body of work, where she's been able to do everything from soaps to comedies, and now, of course, suspense drama, you know, but also how she's able to bring the best of herself to each and every role. Now, you know, you mentioned again, I love the fact that you said it, so I have to go back to it again, Tanya, about, you know, being able to be a part of things that make your heart beat faster. You know, I can only imagine then what it's like for you to see how the fans respond. You are one of those people who have, you know, who have your own fans, you know, who like to follow you from, you know, from project to project, you know, who love to be able to share the work that you're doing. You know, what has that been like for you to go from being very passionate about what you do, then to have people who are passionate about staying in contact with you and being able to support you?
It's super flattering and great and wonderful, of course, all those things. But it's kind of like the icing on the cake when, you know, you're in the middle of working, you're in the middle of doing work, and all you're thinking about is, you know, the character that you're creating and making that whole world really come to life.
Right.
You kind of forget about that you're doing it for actually other people to see it at some point. And then when they get to, when you get to share what matters to you, and they get to see that, and it means something to them, it's really special. It's kind of, I guess, why we're doing it. You know, if you can just even, you know, and it, with like, regardless if it's a horror film or a drama or a comedy, if you can make someone giggle, or you can make someone feel like they're not ridiculous, or smile, or happy, or even, you know, have a good cry or be shocked.
Right.
That's what I'm going for.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That makes me really happy, and it's not always nice to hear.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you're going from project to project, I asked you earlier, Tanya, about, you know, the challenge. You know, is that part of it too, being able to challenge yourself from role to role? You know, do you find yourself, you know, because you've been able to play so many types of characters, do you find yourself being drawn more to one than the other?
No, not at all, really. It's the script's the thing, you know.
Okay.
At the end of the day, and I love doing films that aren't huge budgets, because the bigger the budget, the less time you really get to spend as a tight-knit family. And it's not just you on the set, every single person from the grip to, you know, small roles, big roles, the writer, director, the lighting guys, the catering people, they're all making a difference on making this project
right,
solid. And with going from project to project, I think it's not even really about the role, it's bigger than that. It's about the script, and if there's something in there that I can lend myself as Tanya, like, and become one, a part of its village, and make it, put my mark on it and stamp on it, and help raise that village.
Right.
It's kind of that. I'll read a script and I read the script just to read it, and then, you know, at the end I'm like, oh yeah, I can do Crazy Jane, or like, you know, Nadia, and then I read it again with, from their perspective, and if I feel that I can contribute stuff, I'm in.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you've been able to do. Now, I have to ask you this question, and then we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, Tanya. Because, you know, I mentioned the fans earlier, but then just as you have looked up the people throughout your career, you now, because of the body of work that you're amassing, the attention that you're getting as an actress, of course, being an award-winning actress yourself, you know, you're now getting other people that are looking to you as an example as to what's possible for them. Has that been a pleasant surprise for you?
Yeah, you know, it's fighting to hear you say that. That's a great thing to have. I never think about that ever. And when it comes up with someone or in your world, and you hear that, it's like a whole nother layer to, you know, we help each other, especially as artists. And
right.
And if I can personally help anyone's journey along. Or, you know, working with, I would love to work, you know, you find the people that you love to work with,
right.
And you want to work with them again and again and again and again and again. And that was the case with John. And I've had that, you know, quite a handful of times. I've been lucky to work with some really great people on projects. And when that happens, you want to stick with those people. I think you inspire each other because you're doing it for the same reasons, regardless of all the trials and tribulations that happen in between. Your heart's in it for the same reasons.
Heart's in it for the same reason. I think it's that genuineness too, Tanya, that people can feel, and I think that's the great thing about it as well. We've definitely made it easy for your fans to be able to stay connected with you, as well as, of course, for them to stay updated on upcoming projects. Why don't you give out your website where our listeners can find you?
Yeah, you know, oh, God, I'm the worst tweeter, blogger in the history of it, but I'm trying to be better. I'm making huge attempts to be better, but, on my website, tinycornelisi.com, it's, I'm sure, it needs a huge facelift. You can go there and find a way to shoot me an email, and it'll get to me. For sure, and I will read it and respond. Also, there's I'm on Twitter at Tanya Cornelisi or at Tanya Cornelisi, mm-hmm. And then I do you know Facebook the most, and it's just me.
All right, so a great way to be able to stay connected with her. So she is on Facebook. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her as well. And then as she referenced, her website is TanyaCornelisi.com, so you guys can find her to stay updated on what's coming up there as well. You know, we began this conversation, Tanya, in talking about the year that has been 2014 for you and all the great things that are going. I mean, could you have imagined all these great projects, all these great opportunities in 1 year? I think we may have lost our connection there with Tanya. We're going to try to get that back. What we'll do is take a quick break here. You all stay with us. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
Connecting you to PR firm Applause affiliates and clients on Staying the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. We even social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, Flourish Fit like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soul Child, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You To offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYou2.com for more info. ConnectingYou2.com.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Have you been hurt?
Been hurt?
Been backstabbed? Got a talking back team.
Talking back.
Well, you're not alone.
No, no.
Escaping to another reality. Through Dominic Wilkins' good books.
Good books, audio.
Books, paperback, ebook, good books.
Available on AuthorDWilkinsGoodBooks.com.
And we're back with our final moments with actress Tanya Cornelisi. We've been talking to her not only about her amazing journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her to do work that she loves, to be recognized for by her fans, but also to be able to inspire other people along the way. You know, anything can happen, Tanya, with live radio, so we definitely appreciate you staying with us. I just wanted to, as we were wrapping up, wanted to talk about again this year, because I wanted to make the point for our listeners that, you know, a lot of times people put in what we call the work. And, you know, they don't see the result of it. And yet you've had this amazing 2014. Do you think this year has definitely been proof of why it's so important to each and every day make sure you're sowing some part into your dream?
Yeah. It's when it kind of rains, it pours. And a lot of these projects have been talked about for longer than this year. And there's been many others that aren't out yet or still, you know, coming out or getting together.
Yeah.
But it's keeping yourself inspired, doing good work, and eventually it's going to pay off. It just is. It will take a lot longer than you want it to. Always, no doubt. And when you think it's taking too long, it will take longer. But it will. Things come to light and come to be. And then with the wolves of Savin Hill, it came out. You know, pretty quickly after post, because it got straight into San Diego Film Festival, and the trailer's on YouTube if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's really good. And my voice is at the end. There's a very creepy rendition of I'm a Little Teapot that I also sing, because I do a bunch of voiceovers, and John was like, we're gonna make this really creepy. And it was great to do. It was really fun, and I think it turned out really well.
Awesome.
And that's at the end of the trailer if anyone wants to take a look.
Well, definitely they want to do that. Again, everyone, I've been speaking to Tanya Cornelisi. I'm making her first appearance on our program. Tanya, again, congratulations on all the great projects. Congratulations on the success, of course, of The Wolves of Savin Hill, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Yeah, you too. It was a pleasure.
Hey, well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we want to thank all of you, our listeners, both for those joining us on the radio side of our show as well as online, for being with us for another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Tanya, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just about 3 minutes as we go off the air. It's really quick. You can find the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Now, what we did was we tagged The Wolves of Savin Hill on Facebook, and we tagged Tanya on Twitter, so you guys will be able to find them both there. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, we want to thank Tanya for being our guest today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.